Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this very special edition of Motown Memories, we're once again broadcasting from the studios of The Point. And to my right is Sean White. Say hi, Sean.
Hello. Always nice to be on Motown Memories.
I'm so glad to have you with me once again on this edition of Motown Memories. Well, in this half hour, we'll hear from Lionel Richie.
Bruce Willis.
Edward Starr.
Jackson 5.
The Commodore.
DeBarge.
And Stevie Wonder. That's all coming up this half hour right here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. to me. Oh, oh, I despise. Cussing me is destruction of this life. Warm me is tears, 10,000 of mother knives. When their sons go up to fight and lose their life, I said, war!
Well, that was War with Edward Starr. That reached number one from 1970. And before that,
we heard from Bruce Willis in Respect Yourself, reached number five in 1987.
And we started off with Dancing on the Ceiling by Lionel Richie, a number two tune from 1986. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon with Sean White, and we're broadcasting from the studios of The Point.
Absolutely. And Tom made sure that if he comes back, he has to have a good microphone.
Yes, I have a good microphone. I don't have that cheap microphone like I had last time. And also, the songs that you'll hear in this entire era of Motown Memories have been hand-selected with excruciating attention to detail by Sean. And these are his favorite Motown songs.
That's right. So it's always, listening to Motown Memories is always a Motown, it's like education for me. So I had to pick out some songs that I actually knew.
Yes, well, there's certainly a wide variety of selections here between Edward Starr and Bruce Willis, so I think we've
Absolutely.
Pretty much hit the range. Now, for those that are regular listeners of the Great Motown Memory Show, you know that the show is pretty well scripted. I tell you a little bit about the artists and the music. Well, we have no script this week, and so it's all off the cuff.
That's right.
And that could be a little scary right now.
That's right. We got to bring out some personality. Tom has a great personality, actually.
And it gets better as I drink, which we'll find out later tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, why don't we continue now with another great Sean White tune. This is Jackson 5, and Michael Jackson is one of his favorite performers. He emulates Michael a lot in his daily life. He'll talk to us a little bit about that. But here is ABC right here on Motown Memories.
Baby, you and me, girl. Gonna miss your sweet voice. That's so fun.
That was Night Shift by the Commodores, a Shaun White favorite from 1985, which reached number 3.
And we heard Jackson 5 and ABC reached number 1 back in 1970.
Now, what I'm interested in, Sean, is why did you select the Jackson 5? Tell me a little bit about your affinity to Michael Jackson.
I like the song. I remember that song growing up, and my parents played it a lot. Yep. So they liked it, so therefore it kind of grew on me.
Yep, you know that little Michael Jackson, that little hat on the Ed Sullivan Show? I do remember that. Well, you're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon and Shaun White. And keeping the past alive. Well, he keeps changing his slogans.
Well, keeping the past alive
is
still it. Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's still it.
And that's what he's doing. And we're keeping the past alive right here in Motown Memories with another great song picked by Shaun White. This one is DeBarge, Rhythm of the Night, right here on Motown Memories.
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness has got you going crazy, it's time to get out, step out into the
ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, can I find faith?
Well, that was Signed, Sealed, and Delivered by Stevie Wonder, a great song from 1970 that reached number 3. And before that,
we heard DeBarge and Rhythm of the Night reached number 3 back in 85.
You're listening to Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon with Sean White. Well, coming up during the next half hour will be another great selection of songs that Sean White has personally picked out. And one thing I wanted to point out to our great Motown Memories faithful listeners is you probably notice that Motown Memories show varies in length every week, and that's because I don't do much to time it out. I'm the writer, producer, host, and whatever the length is, the length is. Well, coming up during the next half hour, some more great Motown Memories songs right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon and Sean White.